Here we go. It's gonna be a singing class. Okay, sorry. Hello. Welcome to our second group call for the light pillar activation work. My God, what an amazing time to be talking about that as everything is amping up a lot. And I mentioned it last month. I asked all of you in the calls, like, are you starting to notice that it seems to be easier to be softer and loving with ourselves? Like, I'm not even talking about other with other people. That might be happening too, but within ourselves, there's something really cool happening. It's like, oh, that's the proper landing in myself, where it's not that pedestal of pain with like a super ego injunction telling you everything you're doing wrong and all the ways you need to be so that you don't have to feel what's under the pedestal. Like, part of the pedestal is like literally starting to dissolve, I think, for everyone. And what that looks like for people that don't feel that they have the courage or that don't have the proper understanding of what it means to do shadow work, which just it just means to love these parts of you. It just means to love like the rambunctious, swinging off a vine, wild part of you that wouldn't have a problem ripping someone's head off if they hit your kid, if they hurt your kid. And starting to understand, like, all this can be loved. All this can be loved. So we really have that frequency kicking in more and more. And that's going to make everything a lot easier to do. Oh, I'm so excited about it because I notice it in me. You know, I had a very strong super ego. I had a very, very like self-abusive dialogue most of my life. You know, like it took like, you know, like I started waking up around 25 and a couple of key things. And even from there to now at 51, like I can still hear it come up sometimes. It's just that now I understand what's going on. And you know, I have fun with this therapist woman I work with, which is really cool. And we create mantras for how we deal with these things. So when that voice shows up, and it always sounds the same. It always sounds the same. And it always starts with the same sentence. That's how I know it's what it is. It starts with "you stupid and bitch," and then whatever else comes after. You know, like, how could you think you would be free? How could blah 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 blah. So now whenever that comes up, I'm kind of like, ooh. Oh, it's kind of like the pedestal acting up. And I just very gracefully said, this is going to be strange, but very gracefully, I just let it know, hey, shut the fuck up. I love you. And it's like, oh. And it does. It doesn't know what to do with that information. Or if it's getting really, really, and then I just up the shut the F up. But remind it why. It's not just because these things don't heal like that. They're like, perfect. I affected you. You give it the other option. So the mantra for me is shut the F up. We're flowing. We're flowing right now. And that part's like, oh. Oh, okay. This is crazy to realize you, these injunctions within your, what we call the super ego, which is just like the internalized parental authority voices, blah, 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 you know, that you've been working with your whole life. When you start, instead of letting it on you, Tori, you've done shadow work, so you know about this really well, right? Like, it's like instead of letting it on you, we just kind of like, oh, get over here. Shut the fuck up. We're flowing. Come here. It sounds ridiculous. But if we can be playful with the energy in us that has felt like it was attacking us and squashing us our whole lives, it's a lot more powerful than being angry at it. There's no use in being angry at it. That just fuels it. Which allows me to come to what I want to talk about today very specifically is emotions. Emotions are fuel. They really are. They get consumed, you know, like you go into an action, almost every action is motivated by an emotion. It's almost impossible. That's what motivation is. It's very hard for you to, I don't know if you've ever tried to just do purely rational actions. It doesn't really work, you know, like you can spend 18 hours thinking about something and putting all the rights and wrongs and the rational energy of I should do this and I should do that. But at the end of the day, that's not what makes the decision. Your emotions make the decision. It's what you feel like doing that's going to make the decision at the end of the day. So then the question is, okay, so what's regulating our emotions? And most of the time it's, you know, it's like a mixture of that superego, of trauma, of beliefs we've invested in, of like decisions that we made that led to a belief. You know, for example, oh, this world is not safe. Decision, you know, this world is not safe. Belief. Therefore, I need to always protect myself. I need to always protect myself. So that's walking around in your field. And what's fueling that is an emotion of I'm not safe. That has no, there's no solution if it's like that. If an emotion is just trapped in a belief, it just beliefs self-sustain and feed themselves. They want to stay alive. And they are able through the emotion. So what happens if we neutralize the emotions? What happens if we take, not take it out, but transmute the emotion that is stuck inside a belief? Or inside a trauma, then these things become neutral. And that's what we want. You know, this is never about erase memories or, you know, healing a trauma just means taking the emotion out of it so that it can be processed. This is super interesting. And all the front of your chakras is emotions. That's like how emotions like kind of flow through us, or in the case of trapped emotions, that's what's trapped in your chakras. And we want this to flow. We need flow. Shut the fuck up. We're flowing. We need flow. Everything needs to flow. I'm telling you, you're gonna love this mantra. You're gonna like start saying out loud, you're like, forever flowing. And maybe you make an acronym out of it. Shut. STFU, whatever. So I have a deep, deep desire to work on the front of our chakras today because the front of the chakras is where the emotions are either flowing or congested and held in there because of beliefs, because of traumas, because of this. You take the emotion out of a belief, that belief has lost its power over you. And awakening and enlightenment is about moving beyond belief completely. There's no belief in an enlightened perspective. You're just connected to what is. And from that perspective, when you look at other people, you see how they're trapped in their beliefs. Positive or negative? Trapped in beliefs. I want to remind you too about this direction I'm talking about right now, the front and the back of the chakras, right? The front is the emotions, the back is the will, like the boom, boom, do things, the willingness to do things. And of course, clogged stuff in the front of the chakras and the emotional centers would certainly affect your ability to connect to the back of the chakra and your will. For example, if your experience of seeing people that went out in the world and got shit done was that they also kind of like bulldozer everything around them in the process, right? Like the pure will is kind of like that. It doesn't care about anyone's emotions. It's like, just get out of my way. Like, then you're like, yeah, that's not good. I don't want to be a bully. I don't want to be a bully. Okay. So what's in there? An emotion of having been bullied, an emotion of having been crushed by something. And then I don't want to be that. And then, so then you walk around, I don't want to be that. That's the emotion. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. All right. So how is that going to affect your will? That's in advanced hairline work, that's called a negative intent. And a negative intent doesn't get you very far. A negative intent makes your hairline like not be straight. Positive intent is I want this. Not I want this because I don't want to feel that. No. That's negative intent. I want to go there because I don't want to go to that other place. No, that's negative intent. It has to be, you know, you able to be fucking full on into your intention in a positive intent. That's how we get the flow going really well between the front and the back. And that's a huge, huge, huge. When the front and the back flow of the chakras is able to be like balanced through the seven centers, that's a really good sign that your hairline is completely straight. And with a straight hairline, the intention of your soul, what your soul wants to bring into this field, or you know, what it wants to work in this field, and your ability to get all the resources you need to do that aren't disconnected anymore. But they cannot be connected if you have negative intent. Because it doesn't work. That's like our soul doesn't allow it. And just side note, when the ego tries to force that shit too much, what happens to the soul is it separates a part of itself. And that becomes a soul fragment. And that's another part of the big work going on the earth right now, is all of us needing to bring back into ourselves all the pieces of ourselves that we left in different places in the space-time fabric. Some of them from this life, some of them from when you were a child, some of them from another life, where let's say you were a mom with your child and some kind of like horrible thing happened, some kind of death, and you choose, you consciously choose to leave a part of your soul with that other soul so that they don't go through a trauma as deep because they feel connected to something else. So there's all these like variations of fragmentations. And that's another thing going on right now. We're defragmenting. Everything's coming back. Everything needs to come back. We have to be completely beings in integrity within ourselves. It's so essential. And it's what ascension is. Okay, so proper flow front and back. We want both of them flowing equally. And we want to go find the emotions today. I'm going to do a little bit different the way I'm going to kind of work with you. Just reminding you quickly, right? The four flows. We've got the descending energy. We've got the ascending energy. We've got the energy coming out of the front, coming out of the back of the chakras. We've got the embodiment of our energy on the right and on the left, representing actualization and potential energies. And then we've got that hole from the core going out and from the boundary coming back into the core. That's our four movements. So I don't want to wait much longer. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I want to say. If everyone's okay, I'd like to just go in. Just give me everyone okay with just, yeah. Okay, good. I'll just keep that recording as one. So just kind of close your eyes and just let me have fun kind of talking to you about what I want to. I want you to take the time to connect to your core star. So if you put three fingers together and you just put them on your belly button, the top finger, and then these three finger, like three fingers up from where you have a finger in your belly button is where your core star is. So this is an example of positive intent. I connect to my core star. You notice there's no because, blah, blah, blah. There's no because. A positive intent doesn't have a because. I connect to my core star. I enter the center of the core star. Just gonna take a little moment. Imagine that somehow you can just go deeper than your body, deeper than your aura, deeper even than your soul, deeper, deeper. Pure spirit level. It's so awesome because it activates the heart. If you remember last call, I explained to you there is a direct connection between your core star and the sacred space of your heart. It's interesting. I feel a lot of energy in the back of the shoulders too. Interesting. Yeah, it's like a cool visual I could give you is imagining that you are diving into a white sun. It's white energy. It's white flame. It doesn't burn. And it's like this perfect dive. So perfectly straight that it's just like a dive. You can dive right into the center of the core star of the white sun. And just for fun, let yourself dissolve. Just be that core star. I'm going to make a couple of requests to source energy. Please open up your crown, just kind of letting that pure flow. It's like the divine energy is in you, but it's also around you. So when we do that, we're just playing around with activating what's already in us. But imagining that crown just slowly opening up. That flow of energy coming in, Some of it flows all the way down to your feet, out of your feet, down into the earth. Some of it just flows down that central line, out of your root chakra, down into the earth. Just feeling that anchored, like grounded, anchored essence. And then just allowing the heart chakra to open, front and back. And feeling that divine flow coming in through the crown, not only pouring through the body, but pouring right out of the heart chakra, just right out of the front and the back. Okay, I'm going to make requests to source and just enjoy, just kind of sit back and like, don't be like a passive object, you know, like you're doing it with me, you're participating, you are a subject involved in the process. And at the same time, be receptive to receive. It's like a paradox, but be both at once. Be active and receptive at once. So, source energy always for our highest good in the best possible way, so we may embody our highest light potential. Asking that the assembly point be as close as possible to the back of our heart chakra. So right now, this is a very subtle process, but ask your inner wisdom, please locate my assembly point for me right now. Generally speaking, it's kind of floating in the back somewhere, maybe like the back of our head, maybe it could be close to the back of our heart. What we want is to bring that point literally like in the back of the heart chakra. But that's a slow process because we need to be loving and understand that some parts are more afraid than others of what that means and what that entails. So asking source energy always for our highest good in the best possible way, so we may softly and lovingly embody our highest light potential. Asking the assembly point be brought as close as possible to the back of the heart chakra. Asking source energy for any repair or activation or amplifications of the silver cord for everyone involved in this call. Asking that this be done for our highest good in the best possible way, so we may embody our highest light potential. Just so you understand, your silver cord is basically located almost at the same place as where we want the assembly point. It's in like the high heart and the back of in your back, and your silver cord is what allows all your subtle bodies to be properly aligned and connected together. So asking that the silver cord be fully activated and restored. Asking once again from this place for our highest good in the best possible way, asking for the assembly point to be brought a little bit closer to the back of the heart chakra. This is very, very subtle work. It can be hard to feel the assembly point, but it's more about fine-tuning the ability. I'm going to ask for that discernment right now. Source energy, please download into us the discernment between heavy energies and very subtle energies so that we may feel the subtle energies better and better. Source energy asking for the discernment between intensity, intense emotions or energies, and powerful. That's working on the brain. Asking source for the discernment between intensity, intense, and powerful. Not the same thing at all. Asking source energy for the discernment between emotional release and looping in an emotion. Okay. Coming back for a second to feeling that core star. It's got a pulsation. It's like a pulsating ball of light. And simply inhaling from the core star into the heart chakra. Almost like you're inhaling out of a straw, nice and slow. It's like you're sucking up that divine essence into the heart chakra. And first, let's just really fill the heart chakra. So inhaling that core star energy into the heart chakra, filling it up, and exhaling, we're just like, oh, letting it like, oh, find its way in there and all the little nooks and crannies. Inhaling from the core star into the heart. Feel where the assembly point is. Feel the silver cord. Feel the heart. All right, and let's assess your ability to feel the Hera line. It's like that level of your being that's about your soul's intent and your ability to manifest it in the world. The Hera line is also called the golden thread. So just for fun, We do this with source. We do this with God. Source, help me feel my hairline. Help me discern this level of energy that is very subtle. It's a golden thread. It comes in through your crown. It has the soul seat area, also called the high heart, below your collarbones, kind of like in front of your thymus. So that, and the line keeps going down. Let's see if you can feel it. It's very subtle. Feel its next connection point, which is the Tantian. I can feel some of your Tantians activating, so good. Tantian is that thing 3 fingers down from the belly button this time. And when that thing is fully activated, it is bright red. Right now, it's just golden ball. Just try to feel for fun. Just because it's fun. And that Tantian, that golden ball, connects all the way into the molten core of the earth. So just for fun, like it's almost like it's like a do like a photograph in your mind of like how you feel it. Do you notice? Is it straight? Is it a little bit tilted to the right? A little bit tilted to the left? A little bit front? A little bit back? Is there like a kind of swervy thing? Is it, do you feel the connection between the top of the chest and below the belly button? So asking source energy for a double movement now. Triple, actually. Source energy. Teach me deeper connection to my core star. Teach me how to feel the subtle levels of energy. Teach me to feel how powerful these energies are. All encompassing. And help me develop the discernment to feel my hairline. And from here, I ask for one more time, asking source energy about the assembly point. Please bring it as close as possible based on where I'm at for my highest good in the best possible way, so I may embody more and more of my light potential. There you go. I feel it sliding a bit more. Inhaling from the core star, like you're inhaling out of a straw, nice and soft, bringing that core star, bringing your divine essence into your heart chakra, which is the bridge, which puts everything in relation within you. Bringing it into the heart. And now starting to slowly exhale, acting like the sun, acting like your heart chakra is a sun. Every time you inhale, you're bringing more of the core star energy into the heart. And slowly exhaling, if you can, on an eight-second count kind of thing, start feeling that you're sending that core star flow energy from the heart chakra throughout the aura. So from the center going towards the boundaries. We're just going to get a couple of movements going. So inhaling core star into the heart chakra. Exhaling all directions from the heart chakra. And just start noticing, just for fun. Remember my key little teaching I gave you. If you are only able to do one thing at a time, it's because you're doing it with your mind. When you are in your consciousness, you are more than able to be the entire field in which many actions are happening. So remind yourself of this. And we can even ask the source, please download into me the discernment between when I am in my consciousness and when I am operating from my mind. Oh, that just lightened something up. Nice. So be the consciousness. Be the consciousness inside and around the field of you. As you bring that core star energy into your heart and exhale, send it out like rays of the sun, all directions. Be aware that you're doing that. Be all these rays. It's not, you're not just going in the right or in the left or in the front or in the back. No. You are expanding these rays and feeling everywhere in your aura. At the same time, inhaling the core star energy into the heart. Exhaling, let's go, let's go. Start feeling, just start noticing. Are there areas I feel more or less? Lighter, denser, blah, blah. Giving permission to our core star to fill the spaces we don't feel as much with pure light. There's no content. So inhaling the core star into the heart. And exhaling in all directions, allowing that core star energy infused with the energy of your heart, which puts everything into relation, to go find. Where there's pockets that need light. It's always the same movement, inhaling from the core star into the heart. It's like shiny white, it's so shiny. Inhaling that core star energy into the heart chakra, exhaling like rays of a sun, like beams in all directions, through the body, through each of the subtle bodies. As you expand your awareness, as you expand the field of your consciousness more and more, getting to feel all the way to the boundary of your aura. There's like little micro boundaries of each of the subtle bodies, and then there's like that main boundary. Feel that line of light going through you from the heart of God into your crown, down the central line, out of the root, deep into the heart of Gaia. Triple heart connection. Intent is in the heart. So, triple heart connection. And positive intent. I am a bridge that connects God and Gaia. I am a vessel through which celestial and terrestrial energies meet and play. Triple heart, one intent. I am here to play. I am here to anchor in the new reality. And I anchor it. First and foremost, deep within myself. I came here to play and participate to this incredible journey of awakening. To what I truly am. Source energy asking for the discernment between the parts of us that we fabricated to survive specific things and the parts that are our natural qualities. Desires and longings. We're gonna let this one trickle. I'm gonna play with this one a little because this is where I want to go today. I want to go in this place of, I want us to really have a chance to transmute some of the loops, the story loops that we're stuck in, and it's emotions that hold them in place. So just sit back, be a subject, do it with me, receive it. Just the whole, we're playing. What's the mantra again? Shut the fuck up. We're flowing. And that's your mantra. If anything starts popping up in you, we're flowing. Shh. We're flowing. Once again, this is the request, source energy. We're talking like we're just talking, we're working directly with God here and with your body and how deeply your soul and your spirit knows how to talk directly with source. We are asking for a very, very clear discernment between old emotions and the natural flow of emotions. Okay. Now ask Source Energy, please highlight in me a stuck emotion. It might be a physical sensation. I might like, we're not trying to go in it and find out the content, but just asking source, asking your own higher self, asking source energy and all the intelligence within you, please highlight in me a trapped emotion, an emotion that's just spinning and doesn't know how to get out of there. And just notice what sensation shows up in your body. And our goal is for you to just go there. But we're not, and it's hard to explain this. We're going there not to go in it, not to get lost in it, not to. It's like we're going around it. We're going all around it. Like almost like your hands would be holding something. That's a good visual, imagining that you're holding it with your hands inside your body somehow, you know. And inhaling that core star energy into your heart chakra. And imagine that you're exhaling out of your heart chakra. There's energy coming out of your heart chakra, but there's energy going down your arms and out of your hands. And you are sending this pure core star frequency to that emotion. Give permission. Give permission to this emotion. Give it permission to be. And more importantly, let it know that you're here. Oh, that's a nice feeling in the heart chakra. Inhaling that pure, pure divine essence energy into your heart chakra. Exhale, like it's like this is the, I keep seeing this beautiful visual of like we're like holding a ball almost like, and then that when you exhale that core star energy from your heart chakra, it just fills up whatever it is that you're gazing at. What does any emotion in us need? It simply needs us to be with it and allow it. Allow it to flow. Allow it to flow and regain access to the natural flow of your system. Energy pours in from the top. It comes in from Earth into your body. That's the involution evolution. Energy is going up and going down. Energies are able to flow as we inhale, bring into the heart, exhale out back to the boundary. Energies are able to flow between the right and left side, like the yin and the yang. Energies are able to flow from the front and the back. That's what we want. Source energy or positive intent is that all energy in us can flow in a healthy, unobstructed, unretained, non-constricted way. Flow. Freedom to flow. Source energy light up in us anything that interferes with our ability to know, live, and experience our divine flow. And this is kind of like a little fun game. One of my mentors used to call this the Christmas tree light. The Christmas tree light method. It's very powerful. It's just a cute little way for us to be able to feel in more than one spot where we hold certain things without even needing to go interact with them. So source energy light up in me anywhere. Light up in me anywhere where I do not know, live, and experience my inherent divine nature. I see and feel and maybe hear these lights in me, and I ask you to take them away recursively. Take them away through time and across time, wherever and whenever. And just so you know, I'm gonna use a scepter, golden orange 222 scepter, to help us with this process of allowing emotions to finally be consumed. That's all they ever want. They don't want to be trapped anywhere. They don't want to be trapped in stories. They don't want to be trapped in traumas. They want to flow. And if you let emotions flow, they don't have a very long life cycle, 90 seconds kind of thing, if you're full on into it. And I'm not even telling you go feel emotions and punch a pillow or whatever, but source energy. Light up in me anything that interferes with my ability to be in the most natural flow of my being. Feel what you feel, whatever you feel in your body. And now we say, I feel these things in me, and I ask you to take them away wherever and whenever, through time and across time, all the way back to their point of origin. So this is kind of the part where you can kind of be observer mode, because I'm gonna send or surround us with the energy of a specific color and scepter that really helps to process emotions. And of course, I will do this with source. Three, two, one. Okay, a little pause. Next wave is going to come in a couple of seconds. Light up in me. Anything that interferes with my ability to know, live, and experience my spiritual flow. Light up in me. Anything that interferes with my ability to know, live, and experience the divine being that I am at all times. Oh, that, yeah. So sadness is the main thing I feel right now when light up in me anything that interferes with my ability to be a fully integrated pillar of light. I see, feel, or hear these things in me, and I ask that you take them away recursively through time and across time, wherever and whenever, to their point of origin. So bringing in the scepter energy in 3, 2, 1. Source energy, light up in us. Anything that interferes with our ability to feel completely safe and full of joy at expressing our soul on this earth. Like Christmas tree lights light up in us anything that interferes with our ability to be embodied divine beings anchoring in the light. I see, feel, or hear these lights in me. Source energy, I ask you take them away recursively through time across time. Wherever and whenever. Okay, the third blast, I'm gonna add two more scepters. So let's see if you let's see if you feel the difference. I'm gonna use the 222 scepter, which is golden orange, the 555 scepter, which is gold, and the 888 scepter, which is a multi-dimensional scepter, which will allow if anything needs to get pulled back in from other dimensions, that is part of you. Light up in me anything that interferes with my ability to fully own my light, to fully own the light that I am as a sovereign being. I see, feel, hear these lights in me and ask that you take them away recursively through time and across time. Scepter 222-555-888. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, starting 222. Three, two, one, adding the 555 golden scepter. And let's see if this one brings in, helps to do something even deeper. Calling on the 888 scepter, multidimensional, multicolored. Just breathe. 2-2-2-5-5-5-8-8-8. Or crescendo coming. Okay, whew. Got a whole bunch of information coming in, so I'm just free flow and we are going to use the 333 scepter now. It is a rose quartz scepter. It is related to universal love. These scepters that I use, just to give you a little visual of them, they're very, very advanced. They're like kind of 6D-ish kind of scepters. The way they function is if I say I'm using the 333 scepter, what it looks like is it's like two pyramids, one pyramid's upside down and one's whatever the opposite of upside down is. And they are the their base is almost touching. And the top pyramid, if I'm using the 333 scepter, has 333 sides to it. So for our human eyes, it just looks like looks more like a round, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't, you can't really see all the sides of the pyramid. And same thing underneath. So when I say a 333 scepter, we are working with a scepter that has a pyramid on top of 333 sides and a pyramid on the bottom of 333 sides with their bases almost touching. And when I activate the scepter, I'm giving you this information because I'm being told to, so I'm just doing it. The top part of the scepter, you make it spin clockwise. So that part of the scepter is, it's like it's going towards the future kind of thing. And the bottom goes counterclockwise. You could say it's going towards the past. That also means it's like the electro and the magnetic sides work together. So that 333 scepter is crystal quartz, rose quartz. It's see-through, it's a beautiful light rose. When you activate that scepter by getting the top and bottom parts to spin, top clockwise, bottom counterclockwise, an entire beam of pure essence light starts forming between them. It's almost like if you could see, it's like little mini spirals connecting the top and the bottom. And that middle place is the eternal. It's the eternal present moment. That's where healing happens, when you come back completely to what you are. So that 333 scepter, I want you to imagine that it's in your heart. Imagine you've got that, you know, that double pyramid structure in your heart. And I want us to all do it together. I want you to feel what happens when we activate it. Because 333 is very subtle. It's just like love. Ooh, soft. So just take the time to imagine, visualize, feel, however you work with your psychic skills, that you now have the 333 scepter inside your heart. And now we activate it. With your intention, get the top part to start spinning clockwise and the bottom part to start spinning counterclockwise. It picks up its own momentum. It'll start generating a big ball of light in the middle. And I want you to let that ball of light get bigger and bigger and bigger. We're going to make it surround your entire field. What I like about working with the 333 scepter is that it's like developing the ability to softly feel what's dense in you instead of it being intensity. The ability to softly feel even what's not fun to feel, but still be able to softly feel. So, with the scepter activated in the heart, source energy, light up in me anything that interferes with my ability to know, live, and experience this frequency as my deepest truth. And we just let the energy of that scepter fill these areas. Take a nice big inhale, like just really fill up like the stomach and the ribs and the chest, and even like kind of lift up your shoulders a little bit at the end so you can even fill the top part of your lungs. Exhale, conscious release in a loving, soft, gentle. Oh, yeah. Okay, super cool what I'm seeing. I can't believe we're going this advanced, but I'm like, let's go. Cool. These scepters are very, very powerful allies to play with, and they will never like be too much for you. You know, they adapt to what you're ready and willing to absorb, let's say. So right now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to explain to you what I'm going to do. I'm going to create, it's like a ball. I'm creating an energy ball. Within this energy ball, there are three scepters. Okay. The 333 will be in the middle of the ball, which is the crystal quartz. You don't need to know what they look like, but you know, it's rose quartz. It's unconditional love. The 222 scepter will be in the front of the ball, let's say, if we give it directions. 222 is golden orange. It is one of the most powerful colors to like allow emotions to be fully like felt and consumed and transmuted from the inside out, just the way, the natural way they should be, you know, felt and and then in the back of the ball, I'm going to put a 555 scepter, and that is the golden scepter. And I'm just going to explain to you why I'm doing this right now, because that ball that I'm creating, we are then going to go into each of the chakras with this ball. The 222 golden orange scepter is in the front, where you have the front of the chakra, which regulates emotions, which is related to emotions. And the 555 scepter will be on the back of the chakra, which is related to your will. And the 333 rose quartz will be in the middle. Universal love at your center that allows you to connect to the golden heart and have your actions be from the golden heart and have your emotions be clear. Emotions aren't meant to be felt and then phew, gone. We want the front of your chakras clear so you can feel emotions in real time, not based on the past and the stories and the beliefs and the whatevers we're holding. So just visualize with me this, or imagine however you want to work with this. We've got a ball. In this ball, there's three scepters. 222 scepter has 222 sides on the top and the bottom. The 333 scepter has 333 sides on the top and the bottom. And the 555 golden scepter, just like the highest spiritual scepter to work with, has 555 sides on each of the pyramids. Now, if you try to do this with your mind, of course, you're going to get very like, oh my God, what the hell's going on? Remember that discernment. We asked Source, teach me the clear discernment of when I am processing with consciousness from what I'm trying to process with my mind. It's very, very different. Very, very different. So feel your entire field. There's a lot of things going on in here right now. A lot of good things. Our silver cord and our assembly point are very, very, very snugged in the back of the heart chakra. They're very well aligned. Keep your center of gravity and center of attention in your chest going out. It's like from the center, going out all the way to the aura, all the way to the boundary of the aura. All of that, all at once. So. One second, I'm just building that sphere. 222 scepter. 333 scepter. 555. So basically, what this sphere looks like, it just looks like there's like three huge emanations of light coming out of it. And I'm just going to start bringing this up through our central line. Oh, one second. Oh, that's super cool. Okay, so from that central line that connects you all the way to the heart of God and all the way down to the heart of Gaia. Yeah, let's start. We're going to bring that ball all the way down into the heart of Gaia. We've got our triple scepter ball. The way you want to position this ball is that, you know, the 222 scepter, which is in the front of the ball, and the 555 scepter, which is in the back of the ball, that's how you want to position it in you. So when we're working with a chakra or when we're working with any line, the 222 is in the front, the 555 is in the back, the 333 is in the middle. We are coming from a place of unconditional love, giving space to our emotions to be consumed and processed, and making sure that it is the golden heart in us that informs our will to act. This ball's in the center of Gaia, and we're going to start bringing it up our central line because it seems that there's things to clear, even not only out of the chakras, but out of the central line as well. So, from the center of the earth, this ball is now activated. Imagine it's just going up. Oh my God, I feel it in the feet already. It's just slowly going up your central line. It's like coming, it's in the earth right now. We're not even near the feet. So just relax. Something needs to be cleared in the line connecting us to Gaia. We have a very important chakra, like that's about 30 centimeters under our feet. So this is the first place we're gonna allow this ball to come up and just kind of hang out there a little bit. The intention of this ball is that we are centered in unconditional love. We offer to trapped emotions, to emotions stuck in beliefs or stories or traumas or memories, giving them the 222 scepter for them to be able to finally just be processed. No emotion wants to stay trapped. Okay, we're going to start letting it go up a little bit more. Letting that ball starting to enter your feet. Just give full permission to source energy, which is your own energy to do this work. I want you to really understand there might be parts of you that are like, oh, I don't know about that. And it's like, these are the parts that need us right now. And this is not about like, oh, okay, I'll stop because you don't. No, it's no. This is why we're using that 333 scepter in the middle. Soft, universal, unconditional love. I hold the space. Coming up slowly from the feet, we're coming up to the knees. Anything that interferes with your ability to walk in your light. We offer it the frequency of this fear. Asking source energy to clear any energies trapped in the back of your calves. Yeah, that'll work for a while. Let's keep going up. It's like we're just bringing this sphere. It can be really small, or it's however you want it to be. Just remember, the front of it has the 222 scepters, that golden orange energy. Emotions are very, very attracted to that because it finally allows them to just like, oh. 333 is in the middle, that beautiful quartz, rose quartz energy. And then the 555 golden energy in the back. May our will be aligned with the golden heart and the golden mind. So let's bring that now. I want you to have it just basically like right at the base of your central line where your root chakra is. The root chakra. Our ability to feel safe in a body on this earth. Most survival programs are in here. So that golden orange 222 scepter, allowing any unprocessed and trapped emotions. Oh, to finally have arms to come home to. Having a loving embrace to come home to. And the inactions or inaction, the actions or inactions that we do or don't do based on these trapped emotions. Remember, right? Like the emotions and the will, trapped emotions really affect your will. So there's things you don't want to be, things you don't want to do, you don't want to, like, let that triple scepter sphere just. If you catch your mind being like, then just remember, you started trying to do it with your mind instead of doing it with your consciousness. So just come back to the field, all of the field. And then just re-become aware of everything in the field without focusing on one thing. Super intentional inhale. Inhaling is like you're just kind of like sliding that ball up a little bit higher. So we now have that ball surrounding the sacral chakra. The sacral chakra. Where your ability to feel insecurity, being yourself, fully yourself, and only yourself. Not who anyone else is asking you or demanding that you be based on them and what they want. Just you knowing exactly what you like, what you don't, What makes you happy? What makes you sad? Just completely unique to everyone. Gold and orange, scepter in the front. Letting it do its work so gently. Golden scepter in the back. Realigning will and action. With love. With self love. Wow, do I ever feel that in my sacrum? Wow. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for, like, there's a lot of stuff getting processed out of the sacral right now. And if you catch yourself kind of drifting off, whatever, you just come back. I'm playing with the sphere. Inside the sphere, there's three scepters. It's a golden orange one in the front. There's a golden one in the back. And there's a rose quartz one in the middle. These scepters are very intelligent. They know what to do. You don't need to remember what they need to do, kind of thing. But you fully participate with your positive intent. I just opened my eyes and saw there's a couple more people on the call. Just so you know, Matthew and Rupwanti, what we're doing right now is we're working with scepters. And we're using like a sphere of light in which I have put the energy of three specific scepters. The front of the ball, which is on the front of your body, has a 222 scepter. It's a golden orange scepter, and it's one of the most powerful tools to consume emotions from the inside out. Like in the way that emotions would like to be expressed and released. The back of the ball has a 555 scepter, which is a golden scepter. And this one is so that our actions, our will is aligned with the golden heart and the golden mind. Just another way of saying God. And in the middle of the ball, there's another scepter that's called the 333 scepter that's rose quartz, like a beautiful light pink. And that one's about unconditional love, universal love. And we're just kind of bringing these balls through the different chakras because we're working on clearing out emotional clutter so that we can fully be here and now. So that our will is not trapped in negative intent, which is wanting something to not have something else, kind of thing, instead of just being clear with what we want. Okay. So that ball right now is kind of aligned directly in front of the sacral chakra, and we're about to start bringing it up into the plexus. But there's still a little bit too much happening in the sacrum for me to move right now. Source energy asking that the eight original cells within the sacrum fully receive this work and have a direct realignment with divine will and divine mind in a way that's for our highest good, most flowy, allowing the highest embodiment of our light potential. All right, let's go up. Slowly, slowly. It's like we're allowing that sphere, that ball of light that contains these three scepters, just letting it kind of like ooh, come up. Just come up the central line. And just perfectly surrounding all of the solar plexus chakra now. The solar plexus, this center is all about you getting to discover yourself through your contact with others. So this is not like the deep sacral, like I know that chocolate ice cream is my favorite. This is a different level. This is the social experience. I discover me through others. You get to discover parts of you that just you alone in a room, you might have never discovered. That's why we often call this chakra the I discover me. And it's also the chakra that is, I am safe being in a body. That's root. Being myself, that's sacral, with others, that's plexus. And we generally have a lot of emotions trapped in here. So bring in that, imagining that sphere of light all around the solar plexus, the 222 scepter is in front. So let's hyperactivate it here. Top part, 222 sides spins clockwise. Bottom part, 222 sides spins counterclockwise. This generates an enormous field of now energy, of eternal energy in the middle. And that's what imbues. Oh man. Rose quartz scepter in the middle. Soft, loving. Soft and loving with yourself. Soft and loving with this process. And the 555 golden scepter in the back, bringing the energy of gold into our actions, bringing the energy of divine mind, of divine heart. Yeah, feel that flow right out of, oh my. Let these tools work for you. They are sentient energies. Let them work for you. They need your permission. Nothing in this universe that serves light will ever do something to you without your permission, which is not the same thing as what the other team does. So this sphere of light around, all around your solar plexus, energy is getting processed in the front as emotional energy. Energy is getting processed in the back as action or will energy. And your unconditional self-love is in the center. For those of you who also have ascension particles, using something like this triple scepter sphere in your solar plexus when you're doing module two with the solar plexus purge would probably be like, whoa! Would probably be very, very powerful. Let's keep going up. You can even use like an inhale, like ooh, to kind of pull up the sphere, up the central line. We're going to bring that sphere with the three scepters all around your heart. Feeling the light of the 222 golden orange scepter in the front, 555 golden scepter in the back, and the 333 in the middle. Your unconditional self-love. Oh, just for fun, imagine you can inhale the core star energy into the heart chakra at while this ball is here with all the scepters. All right, so let's come up from the heart chakra. We're gonna come up. We're not gonna go all the way to the throat right away. We're gonna go right in between the heart and the throat. And this is gonna sound strange, but right now what I'm gonna do is I'm going to double the little 222 scepters and position. I want you to imagine you can position two little 222 scepters, like miniature ones, directly into like the top of the chest, under the collarbone, just before the juncture of the inside of your shoulders. You know, kind of like where your shoulders and your ribs meet, right in there. Is one of the places where we hold a lot of emotions that have not been processed. So I just want us to do this for a couple of minutes. Bringing the 222 scepters, two little mini versions of them, right into that like, I don't know what to call that, le creux des épaules, that spot between the side of your chest and where your arms enter your body. Right in there. If you ever go massage in there, you'll find the place I'm talking about. It's generally very tender. And that's where we're putting these little 222 receptors. And we're going to activate them together. Three, two, one, just with your intent. Yeah, it's interesting. It kind of made the liver react for a while, and I was debating, do we need to go put one in the liver? But it actually kind of eventually faded out the. Oof, these two spots feel different too. Nice. Okay, let that ball continue to come up. We're going to bring the sphere of light with the three receptors within it now, all around the throat chakra. Two, two, two scepter in the front. Five, five, five scepter in the back. Three, three, three unconditional self-love in the middle. Activating all three receptors. Whatever these little ganglions are, we've got little things in our throat that they need a bit of attention. So that same idea, I want you to imagine you can do that same little mini, create two little mini, oh, they're so cute. Two little mini 222 scepters and position them right. I don't know what these things are called. They're like glands right at the base of your throat. Under your jawbone. Anyways, if you want to look at the screen for 1 second, they're right there. I'm pointing. That's where we're going to put these 222 scepters. And for if for any reason you're like, oh, I don't have these things anymore, they were taken out. No, energetically, they're still there. Nothing that's taken out physically means it's not there energetically anymore. So 222 on both of them at once. Interesting. Okay, come back to just the awareness of the sphere all around your throat with the three scepters aligned with the front, the middle, and the back. Slowly bring it up. Slowly bring the sphere up. Let's bring it into the center. It's like the center of the brain. Yeah, it's interesting. There's some, the emotional energy here is different. It's different. Some of it has multidimensional stuff going on. Okay. Sphere in the center of your brain. 222 scepter in the front, helping to transmute emotional energy. 555 scepter in the back, helping to align action with divine will. Unconditional love in the middle. And I'm going to add something here. You don't need to do anything other than just receive source energy for the highest good of all in the best possible way so they may embody their highest light potential. Any multidimensional traumatic memories residing in the emotional bandwidth of this chakra, please do what's for our highest good. Oof. Wow, that was very interesting for me. It was all stuff around the third eye. It wasn't even in the third eye. We're just hanging out. We're just hanging out, letting these scepters work. Golden scepter in the back, orange scepter in the front, rose quartz scepter in the middle. Self love. Your natural state. Source energy asking that any traumatic memories of anything related to interdimensionality, multidimensionality, to incarnations and forms we have taken throughout the universe, and some scary images we might have seen, asking that these now be dissolved. That the wisdom remain and the emotion dissolve. Coming one up. So now we're just going to have that ball kind of like just on top of our head, just kind of floating on top of our head. It's like it's touching the crown, like it's touching your physical skull, but the rest of it is on top of it. We have the 222 scepter in the front, the 555 in the back, the 333 in the middle. We are learning to process emotions and align action from the core of unconditional self-love. Asking source energy to flood any and all belief systems we have carried with the pure energy of our unconditional self-love. Light up in me any belief systems that prevent me from knowing that I am a being of pure love. I see or feel these energies in me, and I ask that you take them away recursively through time, across time, wherever, whenever. Okay, it's going to sound a little bit weird, but now we're going to bring that ball 3 feet over above your head, 1 meter above your head. Oh, there's a nice little chunk to work on here. Ooh, nice. Just hold in consciousness that you have a floating sphere of light with three sectors of the 2-2-2s and the 3-3-3s and the 5-5-5s and whatevers. It's the energy that matters, not you remembering all the details. And we are now, we are focusing this sphere right now in a super important chakra, which in many ways is, it's kind of like the door. It's the doorway. Okay. Raunchy version to get the F out of here. That's what wants to come out of my mouth. But it's literally the doorway into your plasma body and your eternal bodies. So yeah, let's clear out. Let's give that 222 scepter. And that golden energy is like a gift we give to any emotional frequencies so that they can finally, oh, just like, oh, go in there and, It's like, finally, I am received. I am heard. I am felt. And now I'm done. That's all any emotion ever wants from you. See me, acknowledge me, love me. That's how you release me. So source energy, anything going on in that top chakra, anything interfering with the ability. To know ourselves as eternal divine beings. Wow, yeah. Crown chakra is feeling really good. Okay. Let's see. Let It's just like a lot of energy is moving. I'm just waiting for further instructions. Interesting. Okay. Oof. So release the ball. Just kind of like, just let it disintegrate. And now I want you to imagine that you are surrounded by a sphere of light. It surrounds all of your aura. You make it a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger. And give it a good 2 feet from, if you had your arms extended out, you know, on your sides, 2 feet beyond the tip of your fingers on both sides. That's how big you want that ball, that sphere. That ball. Within this sphere, there is the energy of the 333 sector of unconditional self-love. And I want you to pick a side, right to left to right, whichever you want. Just get that ball to start spinning. Not top down, because that's like it makes us dizzy. So just right to left or left to right, whichever side you want. And within that sphere, we're going to create a smaller sphere, just a bit smaller than the one that you created. So it's still beyond your body. It's like, you know, like a foot from your extended arms kind of thing. And in this ball, in this sphere, we will put the energy of the 222 sector, which is about emotional release. And once you're ready, you are going to make this inner sphere spin in the opposite direction of the outer sphere. So the outer spheres are unconditional self-love, and the inner sphere is our loving neutralization of all suppressed emotions. We're not trying to hurt them or destroy them. We are neutralizing their charge through the effect of the double walls working together. So you've got that outer ball spinning one direction. Make the inner ball spin in an opposite direction. Right to left, left to right. And just kind of cook in this for a couple of minutes while I increase its frequency. Unconditional self-love and neutralization of suppressed emotions. Keep on spinning the balls. Good. Okay, release the inner ball. Just make it disappear. Keep that, keep the bigger one spinning. We're gonna spin it faster, 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 faster. Just a bunch of unconditional, universal self-love, self-softness. Kindness, gentleness, And when you're ready, imagine you can inhale and somehow you can spin that ball, make it smaller and smaller, and spin it right into your heart. And let it just kind of just rest there. And let's set this as a new natural state of being. Right, we've got that ball of unconditional love. And let's just do some intention breath with this for a couple of minutes. We're just going to play with the idea that that ball of unconditional love, you can bring it up and down. Right, so inhaling, bringing that ball down into the sacral. Exhale, bringing it up to the third eye and just exhaling out of the bridge of the nose. Inhaling, feeling that ball go back down to the sacral. Exhale, bringing it up to the third eye and exhaling out of the bridge of the nose. One last time for this round. Inhaling that ball back into the sacral. Exhaling, bringing the ball up to the center of the brain, exhaling out of the bridge of the nose. Now, let's make that ball a little bit bigger and let's inhale. We're going to bring that ball right into that place I taught you, 1 foot under your feet. It's a super important chakra. Exhale, bringing that ball up just outside of your crown. Inhale, bringing that ball of unconditional self-love back down. 1 foot under your feet. Exhale, bringing it up over your crown. One last time, inhaling, bringing it down below your feet. Exhaling, bringing it up above your crown. And then the final part, inhaling all the way into the heart of Gaia. That this ball is your unconditional self-love. So we're inhaling, we're bringing it all the way into into Gaia. It's like, hey, this is my new reality. Set it in stone, in molten lava stone, but. Excellent. Bringing that ball of unconditional self-love up, 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 up through the crown, all the way up to the heart of God. And then here we go. Inhaling from the heart of God through your body, all the way down to the heart of Source, to the heart of Gaia. Exhale, coming back up all the way to the heart of God. From the heart of God, inhaling. Back down through your body all the way into the heart of Gaia. One last time, exhaling all the way up to the heart of God. One last very slow, deliberate inhale all the way down into the heart of Gaia, into your physical mother. I'm sorry, I was super close to the mic. I didn't see. Inhaling all the way down into the heart of Gaia. And when you're ready, you exhale out of your heart chakra. You bring the ball back here of unconditional self-love. And you exhale from here into all of your field. This is me. This is my natural state. You could do it again if you want. Inhaling down into the heart of the earth. And exhaling out through your heart. You can do front and back. Exhaling throughout, through all of your field. Front, back, right, left, all directions. Centered in your sacred heart space. Assembly point as close as possible to the back of the heart. Silver cord restored. Core star flowing. Hairline clear and straight. Aura, healthy subtle bodies. Physical body, the emanation of your energetic health and your unconditional love. This is the new set point. One last time, inhale deep into the heart of the earth. I set my positive intent. Exhale, flow it out of the heart. Now that's a good pillar. Woo! Feel your pillar. Feel that direct connection all the way to the heart of God and the heart of Gaia. Wow. And give you all a chance to just kind breathe and enjoy. Just give yourself time to breathe. Be like, okay, ooh, how does it feel in my body? Just move a little bit slowly at first, just super slowly. Can even kind of like get a little kind of spiral movement in your spine. It's almost like moving it around in a circle slowly, just getting that liquid moving. Just rotating your head a little bit, very softly. We're just trying to work with the liquid, the flow of liquid, the cerebrospinal liquid. And if you want, you could even do a little very slow motion, rocking back and forth, and a little bit like side to side. Yeah. Take your time coming back. There's no rush.